This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we got Dr. Jane Ruby coming up, and she's going to host the rest of the show. Before I do that, a little bit of a comedic relief here, although I don't think Advil was trying to be funny. A new Advil marketing campaign claims that pain is racist. You cannot make this stuff up. And so here's their new ad talking about how we have to end systemic pain in racism. Just clip five. Just go for it. Very serious.
When I approach a medical professional, I'm frustrated that we have to validate our pain just to get treated like human beings.
An Advil study about pain experiences, 74% of the black people said there is bias in how pain is diagnosed.
The healing of the body was easy for me. It's the psychological part. It's awful.
83% said they have had a negative experience with a healthcare provider when seeking help.
I should not have to beg my doctor to run tests or ask them to take another look.
The Advil Pain Equity Product Project includes Advil hosted a roundtable discussion about systemic pain bias in healthcare.
Welcome to Believe My Pain, a discussion about systemic pain bias in healthcare. I want to thank all of you and all of you for joining me today as we talk about this very important issue. I also want to thank the Pain Equity Project developed by Advil in partnership with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Black Health for inviting us to be a part of their commitment to addressing pain bias in black communities. All right, let's get right into it with our first topic, the reality of pain inequity.
Yes. The reality of pain inequity.
Pain equity is achieved when everyone is treated equally regardless of their age, race, ethnicity, gender, or socioeconomic status, and receives the highest quality pain care and management.
Pain equity.
Okay, so Dr. Uchi, you have written this book.
This is a very
legacy,
serious doctor.
Black Physician Reckons with Racism in Medicine. You are a legacy black female physician, and you are armed
legacy
with expertise that frames this
her
issue around
is
black
fighting
pain
racism
in such
and
a clear
pain
way. And so I'm so glad that you're here today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here to talk to you about this issue that
don't you know
so much to me.
Black people feel more pain than you
so
whiteies
of our community.
It's harder for them
today.
If a black person stubs his or her toe, that hurts more than a white toe.
About black people in pain.
You
so
bigot.
I think the main thing is that health professionals think that black people are biologically different than other people, that our skin is thicker.
Wait, what?
We have
you said
less
that they were
skin and higher pain tolerance.
Wait,
that is
now
all
I'm confused.
False. There is no difference between black patients and patients of other races.
Wow.
Oh.
So
okay.
What do you think has perpetuated these myths?
You know, the legacy of slavery in this country.
Slavery! I knew it! It was slavery again!
And that is...
They got us again!
...institution of medicine and healthcare. Mm-hmm. You know, our health professionals most want to do...
Folks, we're talking about the medical industry, like stuff you got to be serious about. You know, it's kind of life or death. And now we're fighting racism.
...to their patients. They're not responding to their patients' concerns and sometimes even ignoring their patients.
And the only way that we
how about
can
you avoid going
expose
to a doctor?
And address
how about
it
that?
Is by first telling our stories. We want to work better with doctors. And I think that a better...
I'm black. I need more attention
actually
now.
...actually allows doctors to do their job better.
Agree.
Hmm. Believe my pain. Well, I identify as black, actually, because that's how it works, right? It's all a spectrum. So I am black, and you don't respect my pain. You don't respect my pain enough. Here, guys, here's a little more comic relief from you, for you in the new Advil, We're Fighting Pain Racism in clip four.
Believe me when I say
I'm in pain.
Believe me, I'm in pain over here. I want free stuff, damn it.
Believe me when I
slavery.
Say. Slavery. And believe me when I say
my pain is real.
Israel? Whoa. Hey, let's not bring that into things here. This is already confusing enough. So there you go, folks. I mean, what's next? What is next that's going to be racist? I don't know. Maybe Dr. Jane Ruby can try to make sense of this coming up. She's hosting it the rest of the way. I'm just confused. As a black man whose pain is not properly recognized, I'm going to need to see multiple doctors and get all...
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Dr. Jane Ruby. I'm so pleased to be back here, back on InfoWars. Thank you, Owen, so much for the introduction, and Alex for having me back again. It's always an honor. And I have to tell you guys, I am a licensed nurse practitioner. I have years of experience in treating patients. I'm still recovering from the comic relief, by the way, that Owen so graciously brought us. I have to tell you guys, that is the most ridiculous thing. Racism in pain because of slavery? Listen, guys, I've taken care of thousands of human beings, along with probably hundreds, almost several thousand other health providers, and I have never witnessed that. And believe me, if I did, those of you who know me, I navigate around truth in medicine, I would be the first to talk about it. Wow. Crazy, crazy, crazy. You can always find me on Rumble. My shows and my coffee chats are on rumble.com/DrJaneRuby. And I'm blowing up over there on Twitter and Telegram. Today, I've got some really critical information to share with you, and I'm so pleased to be here to do it. First, we're going to talk about the fact that we're busting open with the truth that there is no spike protein. Before you get all crazy, hang on. Just had an interesting conversation recently with one of the esteemed frontline doctors, Dr. Lee Merritt, who just blew me away with that. And I have to say, scientifically, when I thought it through, I believe it. And I'm going to share with you what that's all about, because that's going to upset a whole lot of apple carts. Listen, then we're going to talk about Haiti. Haiti is currently invading, I hope you've been paying attention, the state of Florida and the land of Florida, Florida State. Why should you care about that? Well, think about it. Our borders are wide open. Forget porous. They're wide open. I mean, the only thing they could do to make things even easier is just to kind of, you know, put grand lubricant around all four corners of our nation and let people slide in a little bit faster. And the reason you should be really concerned is because Haiti, Haitians that share their country and their culture with on their island with the Dominican Republic, very, very different places, very different cultural history, an extreme culture. And so I've asked later in the show, I've asked war correspondent and analyst Michael Yon, who's been on Alex's show, I know a number of times, reporting on the border, but he's got an interesting take from a lot of his research, a lot of the work that he does. He's got an interesting take on the Haitian culture, that it's very, very extreme, and that you're going to see crime on steroids, right? So we're going to get into that, and he will explain why that's a concern. Lastly, I'm going to wrap up the hour and the show by sharing with you some medical news, for lack of a better term. Did you know that there's a new batch of mRNA coming? Oh, yeah. Moderna, who never really accomplished much of anything, until it was birthed by NIH and Fauci and billions of dollars of your tax money. Moderna is expanding, and we're going to get into that. The other thing I want to share with you is that, believe it or not, the founders of BioNTech, this husband and wife team, well, they are all giddy because they're going to get a chance to usher in a whole new type of mRNA vaccine. And I could laugh at that, too. I would suggest that that's comedic relief. They're going to do it for cancer, of all things. So really, really crazy. We'll get into all of that. I want to share so much of that information with all of you and get into I couldn't make it up. OK, let's start with the spike protein, the spike issue. Recently had a chance, as I said, to speak with Dr. Lee Merritt. She is one of the original frontline doctors. She is a former, she's a military vet, orthopedic surgeon, spent a lot of time as a physician in the military. And we were, you know, she's very focused on parasites, and that she tells a great story. You've got to watch it. It's on my Rumble just from last week. I think we're over 250,000 views. Many more than that across other platforms. People are really interested in this. And what she normally talks about is parasites. And she brings some incredible history that not only did the cabal, you know, the Rothschilds and the Morgans and all these other people that took over, criminalized natural health and took over, you know, allopathic medicine, blew it up and created pharma. That these people knew that really parasites, in her opinion, parasites are more of what is the hidden stealth killer and cause of chronic illness in human beings. And so she's focused a lot on that. But when we got to talking about the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which, listen, it's been 4 years and no one has shown any of us a whole SARS-CoV-2, not one or something else, a whole SARS-CoV-2 virus in isolated in its pure form, extracted from an ill individual. Everybody will tell you, oh, no, I've seen it. I've worked with it. I've downloaded it. I've affected it. It's when you really push them, it comes back to a piece of a facsimile, of a section, of something that looked like it. It just gets into the absurd. So 4 years, still waiting for somebody to prove that wrong, and no one has. And so it just follows the logic that if there is no proven, demonstrated SARS coronavirus 2, then how can you confirm or believe that there is an antigen, a foreign protein called the spike protein in existence that is supposedly attached to that? We're going to roll a clip of Dr. Lee Merritt in a short, and it's got pieces of this very important conversation that I had with her less than a week ago. If we could roll that clip. Let me bring this back to what we're dealing with right now for another question, because I'm sure you have a perspective on it. Then if the whole coronavirus, because nobody's ever really seen it,
there's something wrong with the story that we're beginning about everything. We're not being told what's in the vaccine. We're not being told that it can't happen the way they're telling you. So, you know, it's a psyop when you see pictures like that blue ball that they kept showing for SARS-CoV-2.
Yeah.
I said, That's not anything. That's a CGI image. That's as real as NASA's landing on the moon. I mean, this is just because they know that these images of that spiky looking scary thing catch your attention.
Yeah. Would you agree that we came to the you were explaining that there is no spike protein? It's part of the coronavirus. Say again?
It's not been proven.
I agree.
Show it to you. I can show you a bacterium.
There's
a
lot.
I can show you this.
Dr. Merritt, there's a lot of business being run right now.
I know.
But on the basis of a spike protein that doesn't even exist, that's part of the...
I'm with you. I keep saying...
I can't.
I'm not going to listen to people talk about a spike protein until you prove to me it exists. But we are willing to accept that we we've been lied to, and now we're thinking differently.
Well, there you have it. If it hasn't been demonstrated and hasn't been shown, look, let me put it this way. There are, I'm not going to name any names, I'm not going to name any companies. You can find them as you go along on your own. But what I'm going to say is if there are products out there that are making claims that they can reduce your spike protein. Now, let's take this through its logical pieces. If no one has demonstrated the whole virus, how can you demonstrate this specific foreign protein synthetic spike exists? And I hope they do. I mean, I don't have a dog in the race, honestly. But here's the point. Let me explain it to you this way. In order to, because we've lost all semblance of safety and efficacy, right? In order to ensure that you have a product that reduces something that's harmful, you have to have a before and after test, right? Logic. So what instrument can someone show me that actually proves the before amount of spike and then you're treated with their material and then shows you.
Kahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness, but money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Really, we're responsible for pushing a lot of people to taking these shots around the world. I wouldn't be proud of that. And those are not the only experts in the pharmaceutical world. For those of you who don't know or don't remember, I am a licensed medical professional. I've treated thousands of patients in hospitals, in acute care settings. And then I spent 20 years in the pharmaceutical industry on the medical research side, understanding what it takes to get drugs properly through the evaluation process, to put together a package of data for safety and efficacy. There are, believe it or not, there are standards, there are requirements. And so those things, I knew right away in 2020 that those pieces were gone. They were abandoned, and it's pretty dangerous. And I just learned recently that the FDA has now suspended, this is important for you to know, suspended inspection of manufacturing plants for biologics. Biologics encompass, you know, vaccines. I use the term loosely. Again, I always like to, for your sake, remind you that what we saw in the COVID rollout are not vaccines. They're not by any definition, as far as I'm concerned. And they were rushed through under some kind of special umbrella. And it's important that you don't use the term vaccine, because when you call it a vaccine, you're doing two things. You're giving the criminals cover, right? Because under the term vaccine, they are protected under Reagan's 1986 Vaccine Injury Act, right? That actually shifted the financial burden and the legal liability from the pharma companies over to the American public, the backs of the taxpayers. Look it up. Look it up. So horrible. And they're not vaccines because they don't confer immunity. That's the second reason they're not vaccines. They have, in fact, they do the opposite. They degrade your immunity because they create an antigen, a toxic thing that your body will recognize as foreign and dangerous. They create it inside the body. Whoever the genius was that invented putting the antigen inside the body, your immune system is facing outward, my friends, and it's waiting for invaders from the outside, which is very logical when you think about the design. When you create a lot of toxins on the inside, your immune system's looking in and out, in and out. Hence, I'm simplifying it, but it degrades the function of the immune system over time, and that's when you become more prone to opportunistic infections, things that are always in the environment at any given time. You live in an ocean of bacteria and viruses and protozoa and mold and all kinds of other things. And the reason you don't get sick, unless you're very unusual with a congenital, you know, issue around immunity, the reason you don't get sick is because you have this incredibly designed system. It doesn't need to be boosted. It doesn't need to be stimulated by these injections and these foreign toxins. But that wasn't what it was about, was it? It wasn't about that. I want to talk about a shift a little bit in anticipation of the next half of the hour in a discussion with war correspondent Michael Yan. I know he's done a lot of coverage of the invasion of the United States, the invasion of all of our borders, but particularly finding out that our own government and government NGOs are literally setting up incredible camps, very well stocked, very well appointed, to facilitate the illegal invasion of these people. And so why should you care if you know, hundreds of Haitians just came over, escaping their civil war in their country right now. Not really escaping it, but coming over to cause havoc over here in the United States. Why should you care that they just showed up on the shores of Jupiter Island, Jupiter Beach, which is essentially a suburb of West Palm Beach? Because they're bringing with them a very extreme culture, belief systems. We'll talk more about that in detail. It's a machete culture. You know, you have an argument, boom, get out the machete, cut somebody's head off. See you later. Other extremes. We're hearing reports of cannibalism, things like that. Michael will give us sort of an on-the-ground, you know, recap of that. And he's also a student of cultures and history of cultures. And he'll explain that and talk more about why this is everybody's problem. Because even though they're coming through Jupiter and West Palm Beach and Miami and wherever else they're coming through on the shores of Florida, they are being seeded and sent with a strategy and with a plan to various specific areas, mostly cities, throughout the U.S. And that should be a concern for all of you. And I know that a lot of you are starting to see people that don't seem like they belong there, people that look like they're milling around, don't have really a purpose. This is a very dangerous culture, and he's going to explain why. I mentioned that the government is helping. Let me share with you a couple of pieces. We understand that the National Guard down here in Florida, like I took a lot of heat for, you know, talking about this Haitian invasion, and I said, DeSantis, and I got a lot of heat on social media saying, oh, he's done this, he set the National Guard. Yeah, guess what your National Guard's doing? They're aiding and abetting. They're actually getting them out in the water and bringing them to the shore. Wow. Let me show you some proof that Customs and Border Patrol are actually helping illegals come in at our southern border. We've got a clip, and let's roll that. Fence cutting.
What you are witnessing is United States Customs and Border Patrol agents actually ripping down a protective wire fencing on the U.S. border to enable foreign illegals to invade our country every day, every hour. The invasion of the United States of America is being conducted by the government itself. This is a crime. We are being invaded. This is the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and you're about to enter Truth from Down on the Border.
Truth. That's a big truth. That's my great intro. Cut that. You'll catch it when you watch the shows. Look, you just saw it with your own eyes. You don't have to take my word for it. Those are United States Customs and Border Patrol agents. They're paid by us. They're paid to do a job to protect us, to apprehend right there at the border and not let it go any further. And not only are they not protecting us, and not only are they not stopping that, you just witnessed with your own eyes. They're actually facilitating it. This is not unique. I believe the UN is running this sort of at the top of the food chain, but however it trickles down into money and incentives, they've captured our oversight agencies. That's why you have the FDA dysfunctional. These agencies have collapsed. That's why you should be concerned. And it's we the people. Nobody's coming. Not Trump, not your Congress. We'll talk about that in the end of the show, toward the end of the show. But that's what's coming. It's you. It's me. Start to form your alliances with like-minded around your neighborhood, your families, because it's coming. You need a plan. I hope you have one in place.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
During an invasion of a country is complacency and everything around you looking perfectly normal. And that's what's happening right now, which is why a lot of us are still ringing the bell. I'm Dr. Jane Ruby. I'm thrilled to be here to close it up for Alex's fourth hour. And I have been talking about the Haitian invasion of Florida, which is essentially the country. And we're going to get into that a little bit. I know a lot of you have seen my guest today many times on everywhere, thank God, and on Alex's show. Michael Yan is a war correspondent and an analyst. He is a vet, former Green Beret, and an incredible human being who's actually done a lot of research. He's more than just a pretty face on the battlefield. Michael, great to see you. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you, Doctor. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm in Florida, actually.
Yes.
As you know,
yes.
Ann Vandersteel and I have been, you know, rolling around, catching the world on fire with Operation Burning Edge. As you know, the great success in our projects in Darien with getting key people down there. You know, we take serious people, serious places to do serious things. You see the front page articles from Epoch Times and Laura Loomer is just hitting home run after home run. She sent me a message earlier. Laura sent me a message maybe 2 hours ago that Trump just retweeted one of her her trailer. It's the amazing work that Laura did down in Darien Gap. She went down there with aggression, and you know what I mean? She didn't go down there, you know, with fear. She was just like, let's go.
Tough as nails.
And like that up until the end. Yep.
Yeah, she's tough as nails. I've known her for a long time, and absolutely, she did a spectacular job. You know, Michael, one of the things that she helped you expose and talk about a lot was this organization that is aiding down in there. Talk a minute or two about that, because I want to roll a clip of a video that you did in a spectacular interview just a few days ago or such with Sean Ryan, and you and I interviewed recently, and that's going to be a big show in the Dr. Jane Ruby Show tonight at 7 p.m. on my Rumble. But tell us about, just take a minute, tell us about HIAS, this group.
Yeah. You know, normally I've been going after other NGOs, such as IOM, of course, which is the International Organization for Migration. It's part of the UN, so UN, IOM, UNHCR, and so many others, such as Catholic Charities. But, you know, Secretary of Homeland Security Ali Mayorkas was a board member on HIAS. Actually, Doug McGregor is the one that told me that. He tipped me off one day, and I checked it out, and it was true. And so so Mayorkas had been a board member on HIAS, and you can see on HIAS.org that HIAS congratulates him for, you know, moving over to Department of Homeland Security. HIAS is the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. It's very important because they're one of the major NGOs that are invading the United States, for instance, they're literally helping Hezbollah get into. I am not overstating anything hyperbolically. HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, is literally helping Hezbollah, probably the most dangerous terrorist organization on earth except for the Chinese Communist Party, literally helping them both get into the United States, CCP and Hezbollah. They help them every day. We have it on video many, many times, and now Laura has it on video, too, because we took her down there. She saw it with her own eyes. We took Brett Weinstein down there. He saw HIAS as well.
Yeah, 100%. And I want people to understand, you can validate this, that all these NGOs, these non-government organizations, they're working for whatever is running the U.S. government right now. That's when we say the government is doing this to us. It's through these NGOs, primarily Catholic Charities. I mean, you've always named a bunch of them. I want to show a clip, Michael, that's very startling. We have it teed up. It's I believe it's video 3, partly what you and Sean Ryan put together recently, with all credit due there. We could roll that tape. That's just less than a minute, I think.
I started immediately after Biden was installed, and you saw how quickly they put up those fences. And the Border Patrol is like, wow, he's only been in office for 48 hours, and we're getting overwhelmed. And we were seeing it, right? And then we flew down to Colombia, and we went to the Darien Gap on the Colombian side. And then I started going to Panama Costa, because I'm like, this is it. This is where they're going to run right up the middle.
This started out as camps with almost no infrastructure, no running water, none of that, and now camps that hold thousands of people.
Yeah, but they're more pass-through. They limp in from out of the jungle, except for the Chinese route, and they come in smiling a lot of times out of that route.
Wow, that is so ominous. Michael, I want to jump, in the interest of time, to the Haitian invasion you're witnessing, you know, all the reports. You're down here in South Florida, the invasion at Jupiter Island. Why should Americans be concerned? Just another group, you know, okay, we know we're getting invaded. Why should they be particularly concerned about Haitians and their culture?
You know, I am from Florida, but the fact that I'm in Florida is because this is another war front. And people that have followed my work for decades know that if I show up in your neighborhood, even if it's my hometown, that's a problem. And so the reason I'm here is because Florida is in the gun sights, right? Haiti, coincidentally, is being destabilized right after Guantanamo Bay was bust up considerably, right? Coincidence. Maybe. Now it looks like Turks and Caicos is also being destabilized, and Bahamas itself. As you know, China has taken over a harbor, a port, just close to Florida. It's very close. I mean, you can be there in 2 hours by boat, right? There's people that go over there and literally boat over and have lunch and come back in the same day from Florida, right? So, I mean, so now China has a major port there. They've taken up, they're building a huge embassy, and basically we already know that many Chinese are flowing through the Bahamas. We intercepted a guy in Darien, actually. We call him Chi Ninja. His name is actually Lushan Zhao. Lushan Zhao, he came out of the jungle in the Darien. I was waiting up late at night with Masako Ganaha and a few others, and Anthony Rubin is one example. He was there. And, you know, we'll say ni hao, hello in Mandarin, right? And because it's good to talk with people when it's dark and at nighttime. Anyway, he was angry. So for the next hour and a half, actually, he ranted on and he talked about, he had Lushan Zhao, we call him Chi Ninja, Chinese Ninja, because of some things about him. But anyway, he said that he had flown to the Bahamas. He bought a boat for $5,000 from a Scotsman, and then he was going to Florida, and he ran out of fuel. And he said Lushan Zhao said that the Coast Guard picked him up. He was somehow deported back to the Bahamas, who was sending him back to China. But he connected flights in Cuba, and from there he flew to Ecuador. He changed his flight. And then he went through the Darien Gap, and we intercepted him there, right? Wow. So this, bottom line is Chinese are coming up on our beaches.
Yes, Florida. And that's a huge danger, too. But we have the Haitians here now. What did you discover?
You asked my Haitians.
What did you discover about their culture? Sure. That's okay. The Chinese are just as dangerous, but what's happening?
In different ways.
What are you?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you know, about a year and a half ago, Chuck Holton and I were down in the Dominican Republic. We went to the Haitian border. We went on the Haitian side, actually, but the Dominican Republic has kicked most of them out forcibly, you know, with batons. They've kicked, you know, I don't know, 100,000 out. Let's see, to be directionally accurate, that's directionally accurate. It's a huge number, right? So kicked Haitians out because they're on the same island, right? Dominican Republic and Haiti share the same island, right? And so Dominican Republic said, you're out. Actually, I got a haircut by a Haitian guy in one of their villages. I said, have you ever cut a white man's hair before? He laughed and he cut it.
They're generally very dangerous, the culture.
Keep in mind, I have been around the world. I have spent most of my life in other cultures. I would say maybe the most violent culture I've ever seen are Haitians. I mean, they are, when I'm in Colombia.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My Congress. Oh, where are they hiding? Hey, welcome everybody back to the last segment of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm here with Michael Yon. We had to go to break, so apologize for that, Michael. You have great stories. We don't want to cut them off. But we're going to wrap up just a couple of minutes because I have some other stuff to share. But I wanted Michael to finish his thought. And tell everybody why you have such a serious concern about the Haitian culture as they're hitting and walking around West Palm Beach right now.
You know, there's knife cultures and then there's machete cultures. And there's quite a few cultures that just machete people, chop, 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 as Alex might say. And Haitians are you should see some Haitians threaten me with machetes in Colombia, by the way. I may have that on video, actually. Yeah, they were getting prepared to go through the Darien Gap. Anyway, so even the Colombians don't like the Haitians around. The Panamanians don't want them. The Mexicans want them. When you have Mexicans telling you the Haitians are too violent, when you have Border Patrol going, I don't want to deal with Haitians, right? Now, I want to be crystal clear, as Americans have to say, not all Haitians are bad. Of the rescue stories I continue to hear in Darien Gap, it's often about how Haitians rescued me. In other words, I hear people, a lot of people have told me that Haitians rescued them when everybody else left them behind. So there's this weird dichotomy of, I keep hearing people tell me, like one guy, I call him 22 days because he was stuck in the jungle. He told me about Haitians came in Congo, Congolese on a different day, actually. He was stuck out there for a long time. It's a long story. But anyway, but Haitians rescued him when only on a different time Congolese rescued him. But the bottom line is, you know, there's this weird dichotomy going on here between super, just ultra violence and, you know, voodoo and all these other things that, you know, there's freedom of religion and then there's like voodoo.
Exactly. What about the cannibalism? Is there anything to that? Did you discover that or talk to anybody about it when you were at the Haiti line?
Yeah, as you know, you and I talked one night at length on the cannibalism issue. As you know, I actually tracked down some cannibals years ago. I told Alex once on a show about it. It was really serious. It was very interesting. And as you know, a lot of people think cannibalism is dead and gone. They're completely wrong. They're as wrong as thinking that there's nobody coming through the Darien Gap. Cannibalism is actually quite common in the world. I have this email came in today from Talking Points Memo or something. They're doing some hit piece on me and Congressman Tiffany. Anyway, they're talking about how I talked about Congo cannibals, right? Well, Congo, the United Nations talks about Congo cannibals, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, go ahead, hit me. Here's the United Nations. Because there are people in Congo chasing down pygmies to eat them because they think the pygmies have magical powers. So they were hunting pygmies. Yeah. Can you imagine pygmies running through the jungle getting chased by people that want to eat pygmies? So, I mean, cannibalism is common. They eat albinos, they eat pygmies, you know, it's normal.
Yeah,
normal doesn't mean good, by the way. Americans can
I hear you. I hear you. And I think the people of America are going to be in for a big shock. It's not going to play very well in West Palm. Michael, I'm going to thank you for being here today. I've got to run to another part of the segment, but thanks for everything you're doing. You're an American down there, and you're eyes and ears for all of us, and you're proving that we really are under attack. So, thank you so much, and thanks for being here, my friend.
And just remember, you are the other white meat.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Michael, for that reminder. I won't sleep tonight. Michael Yan, everyone, war correspondent and analyst, just an incredible human being. If you really get a chance to ever meet him and talk with him, he is an incredible historian, and he puts it all together and connects the dots. I want to spend a little bit of time in this last few minutes talking about some concerns. You know, there's something really nefarious, horrific happening. We don't have any oversight. We don't have legislators. We don't have congresses. We don't have anything anymore. And if you don't believe me, take a look at recently what happened in the state of Utah. There was a bill they were trying to move through their legislature. Watch this. They were trying to just get labeling of meat, beef, that has a label on it that says, hey, this has had mRNA injections, in case you don't want to be exposed to that through your food supply, of which we're still trying to sort out scientifically of how it's going to affect us. These are synthetic proteins. These are dangerous. These are not happening in the wild. And would you know... I wish we had the headline up, but the bill was defeated, and mostly by rhinos. The bill to label, just label the food. We're under such control from big food. Where are our congressional members? I keep asking the question, and I keep getting responses like, oh, this one's talking, this one's got, he had a hearing, this one had another hearing up on the Hill. BS. Nobody's done anything. We have dog and pony shows like Ron Johnson. The clue is that they're bringing the same people in over and over again. There are thousands of incredible people that are doing great work to try to put the pieces together here. But the same people show up to these dog and pony shows, and no one's done anything. Don't tell me about the hearings. Don't tell me about the voice they're giving to it. I'm going to call out Marjorie Taylor Greene, COVID vax injury hearings. But in the meantime, while she holds those hearings, she's holding stock in Gilead, the company that sells remdesivir. Call me crazy, but is that a bit of a conflict? I think so. I think it's very dangerous. Holding stock, I know they all hold stock, but holding stock in a company that's killing Americans every day? No shame? You don't have a Congress. You don't have a government, but you definitely don't have a Congress. They've been long gone, long gone. They've sold out. And I'll tell you what my proof is. 4 years since March of 2020, when this whole pandemic, which never happened, happened. When the COVID pandemic hit, it's been 4 years. We still have a few hearings up on Capitol Hill, but that was it. What's been done? 4 years? It's a lot of time to do things, to put bills through, to stop things, to call these companies, haul them in, tie them up, prohibit them from doing business, commerce, in the United States of America. Nothing. Nothing at all. Couple of pieces on the horizon that you need to be aware of, because this is a multi-pronged attack. They're coming at you. Medically, I can see they're coming at you. This is the truth in medicine that I pursue on my show to bring you every single day. But this is a multi-aspect, multi-pronged attack. Moderna, who didn't even exist, was kind of like in the bowels of the NIH, right? For years, Fauci's little invention. Moderna, all of a sudden, after making billions on the COVID scam, now just got the okay to build a $180 million mRNA production plant in Quebec. Wow. For what? For what do you need a $180 billion production plant for mRNA? What are you planning on doing with that? It kills, it maims, and that's why I'm angry that Congress is silent. They're sitting back watching our military get decimated. Our military, our national security readiness is in the you-know-what. And these people are flowing over the border, not just flowing over going, gee, I'm in the United, what do? I'm in America. They're given a ticket, they're given a phone, they're given a baggie with ivermectin, and they're given a destination. And that destination, those destinations tell me it's intentional, that it's treasonous. I want to show you a picture of a couple. I'm pivoting just slightly here. The company BioNTech. I want to bring up the picture of the husband and wife. These are the founders of BioNTech. This is Ugur Sahin and Aslam Terisi. Do we have that picture? I'd like to bring up the picture of the owners and founders of BioNTech. There we are. This couple, they're Turkish expats who now live in Germany. They founded BioNTech. BioNTech was Pfizer's partner. This is, again, Ugur Sahin and Aslam Terisi. They're two physicians that were holding the mRNA technology before the COVID scam for cancer. For cancer. Your technology causes cancer. It ramps it up. It turbocharges it so that people die in a matter of days and weeks instead of months and years. Well, they are getting ready to launch a whole new batch of modified, synthetic, God knows what it's made from, mRNA. We don't know who's going to get what. We don't know what it is. Imagine being frightened with a diagnosis of cancer. Stop and think. They want to give you this injection of their poison to, quote, prevent it and to cure it. God help us all. I'm Jane Ruby. Thanks for being with me today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.